Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio. I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Good Friday to you. And my, oh my, we're moving through the month of March, are we not? And this Sunday will be Palm Sunday, and we'll have services at 9:30 for Bible classes and Sunday school, 10:30 for the morning service, 5:30 for the evening service. And we're looking forward to a week from Sunday, which will be what we call Resurrection Sunday, a Sunday, Easter Sunday for some. And we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We rejoice that he's alive. And Sunday evening at 5:30, the choir will present kind of a mini cantata, some special music and scripture reading called He is Alive Again. He is Alive Again. And that'll be on March 31st at 5:30 in our evening service, and we certainly would invite you out to enjoy the choir numbers that night and the special scripture reading that we'll have for Easter Sunday, or Resurrection Sunday, as we like to call it here at Bible Baptist Church. Every Sunday is kind of Resurrection Sunday. We commemorate and we rejoice in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We serve a risen Savior, and he's in the world today. And I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. And I hope you know him. I hope you know him as your Savior. And I hope that you're relying on him and his work for you on the cross to give you that gift of eternal life. Well, listen, I want to talk to you about that line, along those lines today. Why? I'm glad I'm a Christian. In Acts 11 and verse number 26, the Bible says, "And when he," that's Barnabas, "had found Saul," him, Saul, "he brought him to Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." The gospel been preached here in Antioch. A great number have believed and turned to the Lord. And Barnabas comes down to check it out, and even more people get added to the Lord by his ministry. He says, "Man, something's happening here, and I'm going to go find Saul." He finds him and brings him back to Antioch. They spend a year there teaching the people, and they were called Christians first in Antioch. I'm an American because I'm from America. Now, you may be called a Mexican because you're from Mexico. You may call an Ohioan because we're from Ohio. European because you're from Europe. A Christian, though, is because we're from Christ. As you're not a Christian because of a church. You're not a Christian because of a baptistry. You're not a Christian because of a catechism. You're not a Christian because of any good works. You're a Christian because of Christ. I am a Christian. If you take away Christ from Christian, all you have is I-A-N. You know what that stands for. I am nothing without Christ. Now, I'm glad to be a Christian. In fact, that's the whole point of this exhortation today is I don't just want to say I'm a Christian. I want to be glad I'm a Christian. The happiest people in the world ought to be God's people. I think the gladdest people in the world ought to be God's people. The smilingest people in the world ought to be God's people. It's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. Billy Sunday used to say, "You don't have to look like you dropped out of the back end of a hearse in order to be a Christian." And that's so good. Oh, my friend, I'm glad to be a Christian. What does that mean? I'm glad I'm a Christian because it means this. I can believe the unbelievable. And by the way, that's how we're saved. We're saved by believing. In Acts chapter 8, Philip and the eunuch. He tells him to catch up to the chariot where the eunuch is riding in. And of course, he's reading Isaiah 53. And Philip asks, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And he says, "How can I, except some man guide me?" And the Bible says he opened the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And the Bible says in verse 36, they went on their way and came unto a certain water. And the eunuch said, "See, here's water. What doth hinder me to be baptized?" Now, the next verse, if you have in some of the modern Bibles, ESV, NIV, it's not there. Here's the verse that they're missing. Philip said, "If thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest." And he answered and said, I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Now, verse 38 says, he commanded the chariot to stand still. They went down both in the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. They leave out verse 37. They just say, here's water. What hindered me from being baptized? And he takes them down and baptizes them, giving you the thought that baptism is what saves you. No, my friend, believing in Jesus is what saves you. He that believeth on the Son hath life, and he that believeth not on the Son of God hath not life. When the jailer sprang in Philippi in the middle of the night after the earthquake and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? The answer was, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Trust what they say is true. That's believing. Truth is I believe in the virgin birth of Jesus Christ. You say, well, that's unbelievable. I believe it. I believe in the sinless life of Christ. Well, that's unbelievable. Well, I believe it. I believe he died on the cross and shed his blood for my sin. Well, that's unbelievable. But I believe it. And I believe if you receive him by faith, he gives you the gift of eternal life. That's unbelievable. But I believe it because I believe the Bible. Not by reason, but by revelation. 40 different men over 1,600 years, writing 66 different books, and they all tell one story. There's not one error. There's not one contradiction. There's not one mistake. You say, well, that's unbelievable. I'm glad I can believe the unbelievable. I'm glad I'm a Christian, and I can believe the unbelievable. The death, the suffering of Jesus Christ on the cross, the sinless, spotless Son of God, numbered with common criminals, numbered with the transgressors, spit upon, beaten, mocked, crucified. They took down and laid him in a tomb. But after 3 days and three nights, my friend, up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph for his foes. He's not here, the angel said. He's risen. You say, oh, that's unbelievable. Not to me. I believe that. Oh, I thank God. I'm glad I'm a Christian because I can believe the unbelievable. But not only that, I'm glad I'm a Christian because I can do the impossible. The Bible says in Matthew 19:26, with God, all things are possible. In Mark 9:23, all things are possible to him that believeth. Listen, Christianity is a miraculous thing. God is supernatural. What others cannot do, we can do through Christ. I cannot decide. I could not decide when I am born. I could not decide who my father would be. I could not decide who my family was going to be. That's an impossibility. But did you know as a Christian I can do it? No, not my first birth, but I can decide my second birth, my spiritual birth. I can decide when I would be born again. The first birth, I had no control, but the second birth, my friend, you have total control. I couldn't choose my earthly father, but you can choose your heavenly father. And you can't choose your family, but you can choose your spiritual family. And so we are all, Bible says in Galatians 3:26, you're all the children of God, but it doesn't stop there. For you're all the children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. That puts me into the family of God. Not my first family was my family by nature, but my second family is my family by choice. And so I'm glad I'm a part of the family of God. And that I can do the impossible. Oh, my friend, I can do what's impossible. Hey, it's impossible to part the Red Sea, but God did it. It's impossible, they say, to have the sun and the moon stand still, but God did it. It's impossible to survive being thrown into a den of hungry lions, but God did it. It's impossible to be thrown into that fiery furnace 7 times hotter than ever was before and even killed the men who tried to put the Hebrew boys in it, but God did it. It's impossible to be swallowed by a whale, but God did it. It's impossible to feed 5,000 men besides women and children with just 5 loaves and 2 fish, but God did it. Oh, aren't you glad you're a Christian? Because as a Christian, I can believe the unbelievable and I can do the impossible. And number three, I can know the unknowable. You see, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, 1 Corinthians 2. But you and I can know them because he's given us the Spirit of God. God, Christ, the Bible, heaven, hell, eternity, those are all revealed to us by God. There's really no such thing as an atheist who can say there is no God. No, you have to admit that you don't know there's a God. But he could be outside your realm of knowledge. See, God reveals those things. I have not seen, nor ear heard, nor entered the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And so we can know the unknowable to the natural man. Oh, my friend, I'm glad I'm a Christian. I can believe the unbelievable. I can do the impossible. I can know the unknowable. I can see the unseeable. The Bible says in Hebrews 11 about Moses, he endured as seeing him who is invisible. I can see the unseeable. It's not just the outlook, my friend, it's the uplook. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, as I run this race. All we do is affected by who we're looking at, where we're looking. My eyes are not on this world. My eyes are on heaven. My eyes are on eternity. No one has ever been sorry that they became a Christian. And if you've never received Christ as your Savior, oh, my friend, call out to Him today. Ask Christ to save you. Ask Him to forgive your sin. Christian, if you've done that, if you've said, oh, Pastor, I'm saved. I've asked Christ to save me. Let me ask you this. Are you glad you're a Christian? Are you happy that you're saved? Oh, there's a song we used to sing, and we still do occasionally. There's a land that is fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar. For the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by we shall meet on that beautiful shore. I'm glad I'm a Christian. Why? I can believe what's unbelievable. I can do the impossible. I can know the unknowable. And I can see the invisible. What a joy to be a Christian. We close every Sunday night service with, it's a grand thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. It's a grand thing to follow Jesus anywhere and everywhere I go. It's a grand thing to be a soldier in His army here below. It's the grandest thing to be a Christian. It's the best thing I know. I'm so glad I'm saved. I'm glad I'm a Christian. And they were called Christians first in Antioch. Well, I hope you're glad you're a Christian. I hope you'll rejoice in the Lord. Hope you'll be in your place Sunday in church. If you don't have a place to go, we invite you out to Bible Baptist Church. We'd love to have you be our guest in the services on Palm Sunday. And we'll have a great Lord's Day together. And then, of course, we'll look forward to what's coming up, the week leading up to the celebration of His resurrection on Sunday, March the 31st. And we'll be looking along those lines next week, a little bit about the death and then eventually the resurrection of Jesus. But Monday, we'll start out talking a little bit about, is He Lord? He's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'll remind you, you can pick these broadcasts up as podcasts on the Apple podcast, on the iTunes, or the iHeartRadio. I think we're now on Spotify, and might be a few other places. I'll try to get that complete list to you here soon, where you can pick up podcasts. And I urge you to go listen, tune into those things, and subscribe. That would be a help to us and a blessing to you. And then, of course, you can go to our website where you can have past broadcasts. We have a Facebook page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. And we also have a YouTube channel, same name, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. And you can watch services there of Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, and we invite you to do that. And then there's, if you'd like to support us, you can just mail a check to the church here, or you can do it through PayPal on our website, or you can do it through Zelle now. And anything you do is be a blessing to us. God bless you. Have a wonderful weekend. And until Monday, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.
The joy of serving Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.